So thank you for coming to fellowship. Thank you for plugging in. Thank you for giving. Thank you for investing right here. God's using you in big ways. Hey, I always want to remind you kind of where we've been and then where we're headed here at Fellowship Cabot. Back in April, if you remember back that far, it was just a few months ago, we walked in a season we called the Transform Campaign. Now, we've been talking for quite a few years as a church about what's the next phase of building that we're looking for, and knowing that this building, we're pretty full. I mean, look around this room right here. Our second service is usually a little smaller than our first, but both of the hours have been really full today in our FSK area. Our kids kind of overflow those classrooms, and so we just know that we need some more space for that. And so back in April, we walked through the Transform Campaign, and you guys caught the vision or have decided to join a part of that vision and have given. And so we saw 74 families in our church commit to give towards the Transform Campaign. We saw within our campus about $1.7 million given towards about a $4 million goal. West Little Rock and the other campuses kicked in another $700,000, which got us to about $2.3 million of the $4 million goal that we were looking at. And so that led us through the month of April. We heard the vision. We responded. And now through the summer, we've been a part of the process. If you've ever built a house, that's just the kind of hurry up and wait process. We refined the plans for the building. We sent it out for bid from different companies. And it's my pleasure to announce today that this last week we signed a contract with a company named CDI. And so 300 days from September 4th, which is when they'll start, 300 days from there, we will be in our new building ready to kind of move forward. So I'm ready to celebrate that today. We're excited about what's ahead, but we know it's not just about the building. And if maybe you're joining us kind of late, maybe you jumped in the summer, it's not too late to be a part of that. If you felt like God has led you here and you thought, you know what, I'm ready to jump in and be a part of what God's doing through that, log on transformcabot.com. It's our website that's specifically for our campaign. You can go right there and log in and even pledge and give right there, or pick up a Transform card in the Welcome Center. We'd love to let you be a part of what God's doing through that. But the reality is, it's not about a building. We're excited about the building, but we realize that God's building his church through his church, not through the building. It's just a resource that God has given us. But because it is a resource God has given us, we look forward to September 16th. We're going to do a groundbreaking ceremony. We're going to go between services at 10:30, so the 9 o'clock, and just kind of roll right into the 10:30 groundbreaking, and you guys can come a little bit early that day. And we just want to dedicate the grounds, the building, our church, our people, all of it to God, because God is building his church through you guys right here as you pour out your lives, as you serve God, as you worship and give your lives to him. So I want to invite you to be a part of that. We've landed on a little bit higher budget than we realized. I mean, typically when you go out and you price something, as you guys know, sometimes it's a little bit higher in steel prices and things like that. So we've landed at about $4.5 million. Our elders and the elders as a whole of a church have agreed that that's manageable for us as a campus. And so that's where we've landed. That's the budget we landed on. And September 4th, you'll see a trailer land on our property. You're going to begin to see fences kind of go up. We're going to remove this parking lot, the gravel. We're going to move that to back here and replace the 35 to 50 cars that are typically out here back on this side for parking as we begin to prepare the ground and begin to build. That's all kicking off in just, about eight or nine days, September 4th, you'll begin to see all that happen. The goal is 300 days, but the reality is that includes all the remodel that happens in this room. And so for the remodel in here to happen in our foyer, that means we're going to have to be worshiping before that in the new building. So really, we're looking at more like 240, 250 days for us to be worshiping in that new building, and we're excited about that. Here's my secret plan. I haven't shared this with really anybody other than the first service. Easter is about 240, 250 days off. Wouldn't that be a cool day for us to kind of launch into that new building? So y'all pray that direction. I haven't talked to the builders or anything about that, but that would be a fun way to kick off our worship in that new building this next year. So we are so excited about what God's got ahead. But again, it's not about the building. It's about God building his church. You see, God is building a transforming community right here in this place, not just for us, but for our community. Romans 12 says this in Romans 12, 1 through 2. It says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy. You see, Paul had just took 11 chapters and explained the theology of what it looks like to step over the line of faith and find a life-transforming change in Jesus. And he just talks about the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. He moves on to talk about that the old self is gone, the new self has come. He moves on to talk about that, and you are now set free from the bondages of the past. And then he leads all of that to this point where he says this, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." You see, that's the work that God's at. He's in this kind of work that transforms a people, that transforms the people who are willing to say, "Hey, God, I'm going to bow the knee. I'm going to believe that you're Savior and your Lord. I give you my life. I confess sin. I ask you to be Savior and Lord of my life." And when we do that, he comes in and begins to transform us from the inside out, begins to make us ministers, missionaries, whatever you want to be called. He's sending you out into our community, into the ends of the earth, filled with his presence, that he is transforming us into his image, to be used by him. You see, we know he does that in several different veins here. On Sunday morning, what transformation time looks like is what you're in right now. We gather in worship. We gather as the gathered church to pour out our hearts, to realize all that God has given us, and we overflow in worship. We lift up songs of praise. We invite his word to be spoken over our lives. See, we gather in this place. That's one of the places that God uses to transform us and to mold us. God's using our FSK ministry in huge ways. Thank you for many of you in this room that served in that first hour and now are in here worshiping. Now we have more leaders that are in there teaching our kids because we believe in the next generation. We know that they need the foundation of Christ in their life. So thank you for taking the time to do that. We invite you, if you're not plugged in to serving in our FSK ministry or FSM ministry, jump in. We need you. We'd love to invest in the next generation. Also through our FSM ministry that happens on Wednesday nights. I don't know if you know this, but we've had 2 weeks now of this semester of FSM. We've had 105 students and 103 students those different two nights. That is incredible. If you think about on a weekend, we may have 350 to 400 that fill our worship, but yet on Wednesday night, we have about 103 to 105 students that have been showing up and another 30 to 40 adults that are plugging into their lives. Students that are showing up, just really through their showing up or saying that I need Jesus. I need that foundation in my life. So to get the pleasure of coming alongside those students is huge. So thank you. Continue to pray that God will use that in big ways in the life of our church. Another place that we grow in transforming is in D groups. I know you've heard me mention this before, but this is the place where the large church becomes small. It's the place where you grow in faith. We call it D group because it's our discipleship piece of our church. You're going to grow in faith as you hear God's word on Sunday mornings. But in a D group environment, you get to come alongside other Christ followers. You get them to walk along with you in the struggles and the victories of life. And as you share life and do life together and invite God's word into your life, God grows you and disciples you and builds you up. That's what that D group environment is all about. This morning, as you make your way out of this room here in just a little bit, we have our 11 different D group leaders set up on tables. They're ready to have a conversation, to tell you about how to plug into their group. You can see a date, a time, kind of what where they may meet. And just we invite you just to try one out. Jump into one of our D group environments. Another place to find community or to grow in that transforming environment is through women's ministry and men's ministry. Women's ministry launches September 18th and 19th. Actually, September 11th, there's a thing called Mugs and Muffins, ladies. We'd love for you to be a part of that night. You can sign up through our Facebook page on that. But we also have Bible studies for our ladies that are about to kick off. And then September 10th, we have our men's ministry that kicks back into gear. We invite our men to be here on a Monday night once a month, 5 to 6:30, or actually 6 to 7:30. I got that wrong. We invite you to be a part of that as we grow in our faith together as men. We also have a ministry we call Reengage. I don't know if you know what that is, but last semester we launched a marriage ministry. We had about 30 couples that came and invested a semester. It's a discipleship ministry, but we come through this vein of marriage, of strengthening and building up our faith within our marriage. We realize that the family is so much better off when the marriage is strong and growing in faith together. And so I want to invite you to jump in. If you've not been a part of our Re-Engage ministry, to jump in. It's a place for you to grow in your marriage and grow closer to Christ and closer to each other. It'll be on Sunday nights from 5 to 6:30, and we just invite you to be a part of this incredible environment. It starts in a large group environment and breaks into a small group environment, and you invest your life with about five or six other couples for a semester. To give you a little taste of that, I want to let you watch this video about it.
On the outside, we looked perfect, but on the inside, we were broken.
We were on the verge of divorce. I was full of bitterness and